Diagnosis of sinus tachycardia can be made quite easily clinically. However, there are some diagnostic tools that can be used to confirm the diagnosis. The most popular are the use of a 24-hour Holter monitor or the use of an event monitor. And what one will see with such non-invasive monitors is that the patient's sinus rate is typically rapid to begin with, and that many times during the day, the heart rate is going to excessive rates with what is most likely only minimal exercise. For instance, the baseline rate might be 90 to 95 beats a minute, and with exercise, the pulse rate will increase to 160 to 190 beats per minute in a very short period of time. Beyond that, there are very few diagnostic tests that need be performed unless one suspects a sinoatrial reentry as a cause of the rapid sinus rate. Again, this is an onset-offset tachycardia that should have a characteristic appearance on Holter monitor, and this can be confirmed in the electrophysiology laboratory with a careful atrial study using program stimulation. Rarely do we take the patient with inappropriate sinus tachycardia to the EP laboratory, however.